All right, the lads, it is the pro view, end of term pro view. Teachers allowed us to have a bevy with this one. Usual crew, me, Gareth Roberts, him, Stephen Warnock, and him, Paul Cope. And we're going to have a chat about things we fancy having a chat about. Top of the list, I think, Steve, is Gini Wijnaldum. It's confirmed that he's going to PSG today.
Yeah.
Obviously, you can see, just with a little look on social media, that people are quite upset by the idea because they've grown attached to him as a Liverpool player. He seems a decent lad as well. He's absolutely grafted for Liverpool, playing almost every league game every season and all that kind of thing. We've had great moments with him, Barcelona, etc. And now here he is, he's gone to another top club in Europe. Fair play to him, all the best, Gini, and all that. But my question to you as an ex-pro is, how does a move, a big move like that, someone who's been so influential, you would guess, on and off the pitch, how does that affect the rest of the dressing room and where you go from there?
It's tough, because you wonder where who you're going to bring in to replace that player, what that person's character is going to be like, who's coming in. So, speaking about players who've left, the first I saw of that was Roque Santa Cruz when I was at Blackburn, and then David Bentley. So we lost both of them players. They were our goals and provider.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, well, who's going to do that now? Who are they going to bring in to replace to make that happen? Then when I went to Villa, we lost James Milner.
Mm.
And you look at that and you go, how are you going to replace him? Then we lost as well Ashley Young. So you look at him and you think, well, goals, assists, set pieces. They're big names to replace. And you look at it and you think, how do you recover from that?